Well, it's been a little over a month since we were in the Gospel of Mark. So turn to the Gospel of Mark, if you will, to chapter 10, verses 46 through 52 this morning. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. A very familiar story, especially many of, for us who have children. Don't know how many times I read about blind Bartimaeus through the years to my children as we looked and read through Scripture or read through the Bible storybook of one or another. One of the things that I was always amazed by was Christ's love towards his own. How when he calls, he always answers and meets the needs that we have. Not necessarily the needs that we want met, but the ones that we have. You remember from some weeks ago when we talked about the rich young ruler, the paralytic, how his friends brought their paralyzed friend to Jesus, lowered him down from the roof, and they said they wanted him to be healed. And what was Jesus' first response? Son, your sins have been forgiven. Because that was his greater need. What was the point if he was not going to be forgiven? But after he had forgiven him, after he had called him and blessed him, he did, went and healed him of his paralysis. So today we'll see Jesus' love for his own working itself out in a similar fashion. He'll be calling Bartimaeus to himself, and then he'll be restoring his sight, meeting his needs just as he promised he would from the very beginning. Promise that was given long before Jesus physically was ever born. The Old Testament reminds us that the Messiah would come, and he would come to reverse the curse of the fall, to save his people from their sins, and to be with us, Emmanuel, God with us. Remember, Jesus had said from the very beginning of his ministry, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And here, his mere presence causes the light to shine, causes that light to shine in the darkness that reverses the curse for his people, saving his people from their sins. And here we see a blind beggar being healed. Read with me. Mark 10, verses 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Pray with me. Father, we're grateful today for your word that continues to remind us of the great love that you have for your own, the great desire that you have to meet our needs, and the way you have shaped our hearts to cry out to you. For without a saving faith, we wouldn't bother. We rejoice in how your Spirit works and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, back before Thanksgiving, before Advent, before Christmas, you may remember we did, in fact, talk about the rich young ruler and how he had a come to Jesus moment, but at the same time, a come to reality moment. This week, we'll be looking at another man, Bartimaeus. And we'll see how the two are, they contrast, to be sure. They both were earnest, and they both were sincere in their desire to get close to Jesus. But one would walk away, and the other would follow Christ. One had it all. The other had nothing. Both of them knew that Jesus was different and special. And Jesus stopped for both of them to interact with them, because that's the way Jesus is. But at the end of the day, the rich man walked away with a heavy heart, while Bartimaeus jumps up, runs to Jesus, is healed, and then follows Jesus. Thinking of these two men helps me to understand what Jesus meant when he worked this miracle without touching Bartimaeus. And he said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." Faith is the difference between these two men, the one who walked away and Bartimaeus who walked with Christ. So today we will look at Bartimaeus' faith, and we'll also look at Jesus' response. Let's look first at Bartimaeus' faith, and we're going to take the whole section once again. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling to you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabboni, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight, and he followed him on the way. Now, there's a number of things in this text that obviously point to the faith that he has. The first thing we see, or one of the first things we see, is that he calls Jesus, "Jesus, Son of David." Much like Peter calling Jesus the Christ or the Messiah, calling Jesus the Son of David has a significant implication. He's speaking from a lowly position, but he's also speaking with a head full of knowledge that this one to whom he's crying out to is from the line of David. He is the king, the Messiah that was spoken of. Now, how did Bartimaeus know that? We don't know. But what we do know is that he was right. He was absolutely right. And in his insistence in repeating it when people around him were telling him to be silent shows how deep his faith was and deep the knowledge that he had that Jesus could meet his request for mercy. So he says it a second time with more insistence. He cried out all the more. That means he never stopped saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Irregardless of the pressure of the people. The second thing we see that points to his faith is that two times he asked Jesus to have mercy on him. Much like the Psalter, the psalmist is always asking, "Have mercy on me, O God. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long." Only those who have a heart to seek Jesus, to know Jesus, are the only ones that can cry out, because they have been given a heart to know what to do. But the people tried to quiet him. They didn't want to bother Jesus, as they were making this huge procession to Jerusalem on their way to the Passover. And he was making a spectacle of himself on top of that. Son of David, really? And yet, Jesus will wear that title very well in just a few days as he rides into Jerusalem on the colt of a donkey, just as it had been prophesied. It's interesting that it's not the disciples this time berating Bartimaeus as they sought to do with the little children. Bartimaeus was naturally going to be marginalized because he was a beggar and a blind beggar. On top of that, as we've said before, people would walk by. This was a very popular route as they're on, these pilgrims are making their way to Jerusalem. So he would be there sitting. They wouldn't even look. They would throw their alms into his tunic. Bartimaeus called out to Christ boldly, just like the psalmist calls out to his God with faith. And the one who calls out will be satisfied and will be given mercy. Now, one more sign of faith that maybe it's just for me, I don't know, but I really love this picture. What did Bartimaeus do when he was called by Jesus? How did he react? Well, the scripture says that Jesus called him and he came immediately. I don't know about you. First thing, wouldn't it be amazing to hear Jesus' voice? We would all jump up and do exactly what he says, right? But as a beggar, his cloak is not only a covering from weather, but like I said, it also serves as his basket. People throw their alms to him in his cloak. So when we are told that he threw off the cloak and sprang up, can you see the picture? All the money that was in his cloak goes flying. He had no concern for the money. His only concern was that Jesus was calling him. Even before he could see. Now, who has faith like that? You know, I've given the apostles, the disciples, really a hard time over the course of the last few months. But they have that kind of faith, remember? They left everything and followed Jesus. They gave up everything and followed Jesus. Another clear difference between Bartimaeus and the rich man. Bartimaeus gave up everything that he had before him to respond to Jesus' call, whereas the rich man walked away unwilling to give up anything. And it's only after he responds to Jesus' call that he asks for a specific request of Jesus, making faith the deciding factor, as Jesus will say in just a minute. So what was Jesus' response to all this? Look at verse 49. And Jesus stopped and said, now you've heard me emphasizing this little three-letter word, and. Two words that are favorites of Mark. And immediately. The events continue to unfold that fast. And they're all tied together. Everything is together. So he says, and Jesus stopped. And Jesus said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, let me recover my sight. I know it says rabbi there, but that's the Greek word is Rabboni, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. I'm always moved when I read a text where in the midst of Jesus going somewhere, it says, and Jesus stopped. Jesus always has time for his own. He stopped. Now, what was the effect of his stopping? All the crowd that was with him, maybe hundreds of people, stopped as well to see what he was going to do. He stopped. That's how Jesus loves his own. But what about his timetable? The apostles or the disciples have made a big deal about his timetable in different times and different places. Well, this is right on his timetable. Jesus understood his timetable. He understood his schedule. Bartimaeus was on his schedule from before the foundations of the earth. And so he stopped. And he said, call him. The Greek there means, I request his presence. Jesus said, call him in the same way, with the same purpose that he had said a few days before. Let the children come to me and do not hinder them. These are merciful words. They are gracious words. They tell of our Savior's steadfast love. And of course, as we saw, he was still blind, and yet he threw everything away, got up and sprang towards Jesus without hesitation. I'm surprised that Mark doesn't have the word immediately there. But with all those many ands, we kind of get that impression, to be sure. Then Jesus asks him a simple question. What do you want me to do for you? Now think about that a minute. Jesus has already granted him mercy by calling him into his presence, by stopping and calling him into his presence. He's already granted him mercy. What was his first request? Have mercy on me. Now the question, then the answer, which would reveal Bartimaeus' faith as well. Rabboni, let me see again. That's the simple translation. This tells us that Bartimaeus had seen once before. He knew what it was like to see. He probably also realized during this time of blindness that he had wasted his sight, taken it for granted. He certainly wasn't using it to glorify God. But there's more here than just a simple restoration of sight. For these words, as many of them are pregnant in meaning. The words are translated, I want to see again, but they can also say, I want to look up again. I want to praise and worship again. Remember, he was a blind man, so he was not allowed into the temple. He was not allowed anywhere near the temple to be able to worship and praise God. He wants to do that again. That's his request. He wants physical sight. He wants the ability to praise his Father. Something he wasted before. By making this declaration based on his faith, he was certain Jesus could do it. Oh, and by the way, he probably knew making the blind to see was the Messiah's job, both physically and spiritually. The one who would come, that would be the sign of his coming. Blind men would see physically and spiritually. It's a bold but simple declaration rooted in the faith of the psalmist, rooted in the faith of David, rooted in the faith that God had given to him. And Jesus' response to his bold declaration, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. This ought to remind us of another statement that Jesus will give a little bit later on, another sending statement, when he said, go therefore, make disciples. The Greek actually means, as you go on your way. We are all, all of us who have called, who have been called and believe, are given this same sending call. As you go on your way, wherever you find yourself, make disciples. Wherever you find yourself, teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Emmanuel, with us. And we're to communicate that to those around us. Go your way. No miracle in this gospel more vividly illustrates the promise of God, the promise that he had given throughout the Old Testament. Shall come to pass that anywhere, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In many ways, Bartimaeus was well already. His faith had kept him hopeful. When he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, what did he say? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. A declarative statement that makes us clear he knew who he was talking to. He knew who he was talking to. When he comes to answer Jesus' question, he uses the title Rabboni, not merely rabbi. Rabboni takes it up a notch to my master. And what did he mean by that? Well, he'd already told us what he meant by that. The Son of David, the Messiah, the merciful God. Though he was blind, he could see clearly by faith. So it seems that Bartimaeus was not quite as helpless after all. For he was right where he was supposed to be. He was waiting and he was hopeful, believing that he would one day see again. God would provide for him and his faith kept him secure. How many of us give up in the midst of tragedy and struggle? Who did you say was coming? Jesus. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He knew his day had come. His Savior was there to heal him. That's the kind of faith that the Scriptures call us all to have, based in truth. That's what God does. Bartimaeus, like us, encountered Jesus' power, not on the basis of his strength, but in the context of his weakness. He actually saw the need to call on the name of the Lord. The crowd didn't. The crowd were the ones who were blind. Bartimaeus knew the depth of his need. He knew the one who could meet that need. Nothing was going to get in his way. No peer pressure, not even all the money he had collected that day. He revealed his faith. And then afterwards, Jesus commanded him to go your way. And he does. Being healed, he follows Jesus to Jerusalem. And a week later, his Savior would be hung on a cross. One last thought. Lest we think that Jesus didn't know. Jesus knew that Bartimaeus was blind. He also knew that that was going to be Bartimaeus' question. Just like Jesus knows each of our needs. The need that we have for restored relationships. The need that we have for strength in the presence of pain. The need that we have for endurance in the midst of the storms of life. Remembering, of course, that as long as we have Jesus in the boat, we have everything we need, no matter what's going on around us. He's not waiting on Bartimaeus to ask. Everything was in his time as he was leaving Jericho. That was the time to heal Bartimaeus. Because Jesus loves his own. The lesson here is that we come to him in the same way, humbly, but boldly, looking to Jesus, expecting him to keep his promise that we see in his word. We must come to him with a heart that recognizes our weakness and our need and say those simple words, "Have mercy. Have mercy on me." And that goes quite well with Jesus' definition of his mission. The time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. You see, blind Bartimaeus seized the time. He sought mercy, believing in Christ, and was healed. His faith made him well. Can we do this? Can we trust that way? Jesus has called us, and he's asking us this question. What do you want me to do for you? Does your faith know the answer to that question? Pray with me. Father, we rejoice in your word. We rejoice in the fact that you are with us always, even to the ends of the earth, that your word continues to remind us that you delight, your steadfast love is there to build us up, to strengthen us in the midst of this fallen world, in the midst of the struggles, the afflictions that you have given us, that we might bring you honor and glory. Father, we rejoice in the word that you've given us, and now we pray your blessing and be upon the sacrament we're getting ready to receive as we commune together with you and with one another. In Jesus' name, amen.